Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. People who talk about the great singers always praise their phrasing, but nobody ever says what it is. Easier to illustrate than explain, but to adapt what somebody said, you know it when you hear it.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Singers use phrasing to express what's in a song. You can talk about it song by song or singer by singer. For example, Nat Cole's reputation rests on a lush ballad like Unforgettable, but he started as a jazz musician who stumbled into singing. His syncopated swinging in the 30s and 40s led to his creamy crooning in the 50s. His tone was warm, his phrasing flawless, as he moved past jazz to careful phrasing, a mellow tone, and an intimate mood. Nat King Cole with Hit That Jive Jack and Unforgettable.
Hit that jive jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time, shake your hand. Hit that jive jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for no man, and I ain't got time, shake your hand.
Standing on the corner, all full of jive. But you know that you my boy, and I'll always give you five.
Da-da-da-da. I hit that jive jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. I'm going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that jive jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. I'm going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that jive jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for no man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand.
Standing on the corner, all full of jive. But you know that you my boy, and I'm forced to give you five.
Hit that jive jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. I'm going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. and forevermore. That's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Nat King Cole with Hit That Jive Jack and Unforgettable. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. You stretch a few notes, you speed up a phrase, you bend a note. Not to show off, but to underscore the emotional intent of the songwriter, the emotional content of the song. How does the singer play the individual notes to create the effect of the entire song? How do you make the song equal more than the sum of its parts? By attending to each part with an eye always fixed firmly on the whole. What makes this recording resonate with despair and vulnerability lies in the song, the arrangement, the voice, and the phrasing. Frank Sinatra, Willow Weep For Me.
Willow, weep for me. Willow, weep for me. Bend your branches green along the stream that runs to sea. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me. Gone my lover's dream, lovely summer dream. Gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned. Leave my heart a breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide her starry light, so none will find me sighing and crying all alone. Weeping willow tree, weep in sympathy. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, bend, oh willow, and weep for me. Thank you. sympathy. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, bend, O willow, and weep for me.
Frank Sinatra with Willow Weep for Me. Bing Crosby sang as if he were addressing an audience of one. He used phrasing to make his singing more intimate. Bob Dylan listened to Crosby for years. He said, "I don't think you can find better phrasing anywhere." Crosby also loved to sing with Al Jolson, to emulate an entirely different kind of phrasing and delivery from a time before microphones, before crooning. Crosby sings Moonlight Becomes You, and Crosby and Jolson follow with Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Know the right thing to wear. Moonlight becomes you. I'm thrilled at the sight. I could get so romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. And what a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? If I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight. Although moonlight becomes you so. To go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. And what a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? If I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight. Although moonlight becomes you so.
Come on in here, come on in here.
Oh, you dog.
Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on in here, come on in here. About the best band in the land.
Take and play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you wanna go to war. That's just the bestest band
come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, who's the leader of the band.
And if you care to hear the Suwannee River played in ragtime,
come on in here,
come on in here,
come on in here,
come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
That's the mighty Xander himself playing it.
Oh, yeah, that's him. Ain't nobody else.
Boy, he's a riverboat man.
Riverboat? What do you know about riverboats?
Oh, I made many a happy buck on them riverboats.
Playing in the band?
No, no. Making four the hard way.
Two deuces,
that's
huh?
That's it.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Alexander Ragtime Band. Come on in here.
Well, here I come.
Come on in here.
I'm standing right here.
Here's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. That's just the bestest band what am. Oh, honeyland,
come on along.
Come on along.
Come on along.
Come on along. Let me take you by the hand.
Here's my lily white.
Up to the man.
The mighty man.
I'm talking about the man.
The leader of the band.
And if you care to hear that Suwannee River play.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here. Alexander's Ragtime Band. Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Bing Crosby, Moonlight Becomes You, and Crosby and Al Jolson, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Phrasing starts with the composer and extends to the performer. Sinatra's singing sounds natural because he worked so hard to make it sound that way. He enunciated clearly, and he surrounded himself with fine jazz musicians to make sure a tune would swing. They freed him to provide variations in shading, rhythm, and phrasing. Frank Sinatra again, with Isham Jones and Gus Kahn's 1924, The One I Love Belongs to Somebody Else.
I love belongs to somebody else. She means her tender songs for somebody else. And even when I have my arms around her, I know her thoughts are strong for somebody else. The I held belong to somebody else. I'll bet they're not so cold to somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf. It's worse to fall in love by yourself. The one I love belongs to somebody else.
Thank you.
somebody else.
Frank Sinatra, "The One I Love Belongs to Somebody Else." When Sinatra listed his major influences, he always named the great cabaret singer Mabel Mercer. Few singers could use phrasing as well as she did to convey the emotionalism of a lyric. Her interpretive skills and her particular style never required her to change a note. She was in no way a jazz singer. Alec Wilder called her the guardian of the tenuous dreams created by writers of songs. Mabel Mercer with Wilder, Morty Palit, and William Engvicks, "While We're Young."
Songs were made to sing while we're young. Every day is spring while we're young. None can refuse. Time flies so fast. Too dear to lose and too sweet to last. Though it may be just for today, share our love we must while we may. So blue the skies, all sweet surprise shines before our eyes while we're young. Songs were made to sing while we're young. Every day is spring while we're young. None can refuse. Time flies so fast. Too dear to lose and too sweet to last. Surprise shines before our eyes while we're young.
Mabel Mercer, "While We're Young." Billie Holiday almost lost a job because she spent so much time at a nearby club listening to Mercer. Barbara Cook and Nat Cole studied her closely, and Johnny Mathis urged fans at his concerts to go hear her. Bobby Short called her the guiding light of my career. In 1968, he and Mercer appeared together in a memorable town hall concert in Manhattan. They ended the program on stage together. Her voice was gone by then, but she used a half-sung, half-talked approach in which her authority with a song matched his own. Mabel Mercer and Bobby Short, "Here's to Us."
What shall we raise a toast to? The cares we once were host to.
The banks we owe the most to have vanished, and three cheers.
There's nobody left to toast to except the ones we're close to. It may not be Emily Post to say it,
but here's how, and we must say it.
Here's to us, my darling, my dear. Here's to us tonight.
Love for what?
here's to us for all that we have and for thanks to our merciful star.
Mabel Mercer and Bobby Short with Cy Coleman and Carol Lee's 1962, Here's to Us. Fred Astaire was also a great singer. His vocals had a distinctive style that came from exquisite timing, natural phrasing that made a song feel like sung talk, and an ease of delivery that made his singing so likable. He was also expressive in a subtle, understated way. He was never one to push the emotion in a song, but it was always there, always felt. Consider the love-smitten reverie of The Way You Look Tonight.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. That wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look. The way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Fred Astaire with Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields, The Way You Look Tonight. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. One of Rosemary Clooney's first recordings was Sentimental Journey, a song she made less about renewing old memories and more about setting my heart at ease. And that was Rosemary Clooney, a clean, clear voice whose approach to a lyric was simple, direct, and deeply felt. She had an unsurpassed sense of rhythm, superb phrasing to enhance and deepen a lyric, and what Tony Bennett called a pure voice filled with warmth and sincerity. Many years later, Clooney made another recording of Sentimental Journey.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, I got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation. Long to hear that all aboard. 7, that's the time we leave at 7. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take this sentimental journey, sentimental journey home. So yearning, why did I decide to roam? Gotta take this sentimental journey, sentimental journey home. Sentimental journey home.
Rosemary Clooney with Les Brown, Bud Green, and Ben Homer's 1945 Sentimental Journey. The best singers aren't necessarily the most remembered singers. Ruth Etting was a popular singer who was influenced by jazz and helped bring jazz phrasing into the mainstream. Lee Wiley's shift from bands to nightclubs gave her her distinctive sound. She learned from Ethel Waters, Mildred Bailey, and Billie Holiday to phrase in an easygoing, conversational way and to lag just a hair behind the beat. Ruth Etting, Love Me or Leave Me, and Lee Wiley, I've Got a Crush on You.
A crush on you, sweetie pie, all the day and night time, hear me sigh, I never had the least notion that I could fall for so much emotion. Could you Could you care for a cunning cottage? We could share the world. We'll pardon my much, 'cause I have got a crush, my baby, on you. On you, sweetie pie, all the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall for so much emotion. Could you care for a cunning cottage? We could share the world with pardon my much, 'cause I have got a crush, my baby, on you.
Ruth Etting with Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn's 1928 Love Me or Leave Me, and Lee Wiley with George and Ira Gershwin's 1930 I've Got a Crush on You. Here are three different singers, each one a distinctive stylist. Somebody said of Lena Horne, her voice is an aristocratic combination of matured luster and fine grain, and the phrasing is soaked in the honeycomb drawl and still crackles with open vowels that have always been her signature. Her bright, clear voice has a brassy edge, but the effect of her singing comes from her enunciation and her meticulous phrasing. She's hot and cool in equal measure. This is Stormy Weather.
My man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is fair, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather, just can't get my poor self together. Weary all the time, so weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let
Lena Horne with Harold Arlen and Ted Keeler's 1933 Stormy Weather. Few singers can draw as much from a lyric as Judy Garland. Her intense emotionalism, her vulnerability, and her brassy belting are all shaped by an intuitive sense of phrasing. She knew how to read a lyric to find out where to breathe in order to do the least possible damage to the song's line of thought. She was smart about her singing. This is Harold Arlen and Ira Gershwin's 1954, The Man That Got Away.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. You, that great beginning has seen a final inning. Don't know what happened, it's all a crazy game. Every trick of his, you're on to. But fools will be fools, and where's he gone to? The road gets rougher, it's lonelier and tougher. With hope, you burn up. Tomorrow he will turn up. There's just no let up. The live long night. Looking for the man that got away.
Judy Garland, The Man That Got Away. Peggy Lee's voice was sultry and sensual, but her phrasing was close to perfect, and she could pinpoint the emotional center of a song without distorting it. She was the great minimalist who swung lightly, who knew what the words meant, and who relied on phrasing to suggest emotion. She did everything with less. Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller's Is That All There Is?
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out on the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all. And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day, he went away, and I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep. I know what you must be saying to yourselves. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment, 'cause I know, just as well as I'm standing here talking to you, that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is.
Peggy Lee, Is That All There Is? Phrasing isn't the only thing good singers use, but it's an essential part of the way they convey the emotionalism in what the songwriters give them. Composer, lyricist, singer, and phrasing create the complete package. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.